Blog Talk Radio.
Threw away your love letters. I thought it'd make me feel better. I finally got you out my bed, but I still can't get you out my head. Ooh, I'm thinking you one text at a time. I know you by your phone. The boy picked up your line. I ain't too proud to beg, so what's been said has been said. And I need you to know, you don't know what love is. And I need you to know, you don't know, and you don't know what love is. If you don't put up a fight, you don't know what love is. If you don't stay up all night crying, you don't know what love is. If you do get a call a million times and you say you know what love is, but I swear you never seen it in your life. Ooh, I swear you never seen it in your life. Ooh, I swear you never seen it in your life.
It's a pity that you're so dirty, worthy of some southern hospital. See, we them northern boys with nose and howls. NYC living ain't nothing like it. See how me and my peeps fit? We jigsaw. Sometimes I play big saw to cut the deal. And we keeping them bills paid and meals in the mouths of many. A noble job if any. Money ain't everything, but everything makes me want it. But won't the sign of my name for the claim. Throw exact game like a dice on the mic device. Stay above middle class for life. Not an easy task, but I've grown to love it. Dub it to tape, watch it with a grin while I speak to my men's about the world problems and girl problems with no immediate way to solve them, but I'm on
the
tape.
I make the best of the life I've been given, making the most of the moment among the living, and it feels good. Just to see the man that I wanna be, do what I can, cause I refuse to see. I feel the luxury, God's been good to me. Like I keep asking, am I worthy of you?
Am I worthy?
And pull them cords down. I got some things on these 9 ounces to vent. We on a mission, y'all. Doug Fest, dirt out the ground. Looking for the treasures in life. A Bambino picket fence around the residence. I wore these shackles here for 13 years. But the only real slaves is the ones we record on. We afford off checks and God's blessing. Trying to own a thousand island like we salad dressing. Patience for the main course. Don't envy the position to remain boss. Cause the man next to the man above the exec. Don't give a damn if I papered yet. Sometimes it make me wanna go and make a bet. I did away with Malcolm and released the stress by any means. These petty dreams only get me stuck in a box doing a dick shot and I, huh? Jerking off the damn chain. But anyway, I'll keep my head on.
The most of the moment among the living and it feels good. Just to see the man that I wanna be. Do what I can cause I refuse to see. Because the luxury God's been good to me. Life I ain't asking, am I worthy of you?
Am I worthy?
I know people who should be told to their own stomping ground. Master not making a sound to stay safe from the local star renaissance. And the response is usually the same, wishing it was like it used to be. None of that world is new to me. That's why we roll like eyes on a ghetto girl, brushing off some no-name claiming she's this ghetto pearl. We in the living beyond, not living fast. Me and my comrades became dads young. Try to have fun amongst responsibilities, like filling these accounts full, and got caught up in a party and bull. Sometimes you gotta have the nerve to say some rhymes because some mind take offense. Try to make your life tense, but we still here, still gaining the love, still standing above most.
I make the best of the life I've been given, making the most of the moment among the living, and it feels good. Just to see the man that I wanna be, do what I can, cause I refuse to see. God's been good to me. Life I ain't asking, am I worthy of you? Of you? Am I worthy of you?
Aching, breaking, painstaking in this gambling thing. This ain't no parallel universe, parallel life. You choose two, in one you're living like love of my life, and in the other you're the daddy of theirs. So I play Russian roulette and put this phone to my ear just to say, yeah, this is mistress. Through his lips, so I attempted to be all the dream suggests to the ego and promise of soul. I tried to be all he had ever told of the interchangeable face and physicality and mentality of she and close to near. He years, no longer knowing who exactly is me, as I began the punishment for his perfection. My vision, yeah, they lost their direction. My return to innocence was lost then. His ID, you see, I saw rot, and instead I saw protection through judgment. Now angels and devils looking back to me, but sometimes quiet sounds like lonely.
Another installment of Epiphany Radio Presents the Honey Dripper 2.0, number 8. This is Heartbreak Hotel. The Honey Dripper Poetry Series, featuring the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective, continues to draw the best of the best erotic poetry from all over the country, different places, and radio stations diverse. It is literally a universe of erotic poetry and poets. But for this installment, this one, we are inviting you to release, relate, and free yourself from negative emotion, negative energy, and heartbreak. And I'm your host. My name is Mahavi, also known as Hob Rux, sometimes called King Drip. Most people call me Hob. You can call me Mo. All right. So that being said, since this is the open mic, and we're rocking. Now, if you know you're a honey dripper, please press 1, or you're planning on reading, please press 1. Make sure that you're hitting 1 so that we can see you, raise your hand, move up in the thing so we can talk to you, we know who it is. All right. Tonight will be a night that we purge. And, you know, we might talk about some heartbreaky type things in between the poems, you know, keep it a little bit interesting and everything else. But more importantly, it's good to bring in all the different poets that are from the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective so that you can see what's happening, because, you know, we did Heartbreak Hotel on Sunday on Clubhouse, and we're running it back, and we make sure that you get everything that's happening. Now, that being said, let me open up some of these mics and introduce you to some of these fantastic and fantastic poets that are happening. As I open their mics up, because I'm ask a few questions and do some things. 773, I am assuming that is you, Sexy Sag. Please press 1 if that's you. Oh, snap. Oh, that's crazy. Rita just dropped. There you go. And you're back. You're back. All right. Let me just make sure I get you. All right. So, good people, one and all. Okay, I was just getting at it. All right, good. All right, so now let's introduce you some of these incredible poets. First person we have up is Miss Angel Kim, a.k.a. The Voice, a.k.a. The Fallen Angel. Miss Kim, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear
me
okay?
I didn't hear you. Yeah, I can hear you. You're on purpose.
I'm here. Okay.
All right. Got Angel Kim. We got my favorite, Philly John, La Perla Negra. Are you there?
Hey, love. I'm here. I'm here.
Yes, we celebrated her last night with her poetry. It was amazing. Everybody got down for the crown, put their foot in, and made it happen. Dope stuff.
That's y'all good. That's y'all good. Thank you.
That's what it is. All right. Up next, we have our station manager, well-known, Mr. Pineapple Calligraphy, a.k.a. the Green Eyed Bandit, a.k.a. I make pies and eat them, a.k.a. it's not a beard, it's a saddle. It is Mr. Poetic. Poetic, sir, are you there?
Yes, sir, bro. I'm here, man. Hi. Hey, everyone. How y'all doing?
Hey,
hello, hello.
All right.
Not a
All right. Beard. Now we got some Cali representation. We got some Cali representation. For my favorite person I love to run from, give me track shoes, the sexy seductress, Beach City Poetress, a.k.a. the Beach City Bay. How you there, Miss Gilmore?
Hey. How you doing?
What's happening?
Hey, you got to sound like that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You sound all sexy and it's a heartbreak. We doing a heartbreak show.
I know. Show. No, it's
coming
all good.
Sexy and sexy.
We're officially returning to dripping on Sunday. This is Tuesday. We're not dripping today. We're dripping on Sunday. Sunday.
Here's drip.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Well, listen. Before we start cutting out, let's introduce our favorite accidental poet, the woman of all heels, Rita in heels. Rita, are you there?
Hey, Javi.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing.
Got some good
poems.
It's good.
Roll a little hard right out there.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure out who's
Rita can
code
break
94.
My heart any day.
Oh,
you already broke
no.
my heart.
Uh oh.
All right.
Play nice.
Yeah. Okay.
Play nice, girl. Well, play nice.
All righty now. You know, down in the sandbox. We're not here to do that. We're here to talk about heartbreak.
Mahavi,
I can't pick y'all
we're
nowhere.
We're always here to do that.
Oh Jesus. Anyway. Anyway, Lord have mercy, Jesus. Let us start at the top, and I'm going to assume that everybody can mute their mics from where they are. You don't have to cut them off, you know, and then we come back in, we can talk. Sir Lawrence, we see you on the line, area code 914-984. I hope I'm not messing up. If I'm not messing up, if you know you're supposed to be here, press 1. I read area codes horribly. 773, read area codes horribly. If you're here to read, make sure you press 1. We'll get to you. So, Lawrence, that includes you. All right. Now, here's a question for the poets in general. And we're going to go down the line. What was your worst heartbreak? Was it for your worst, like you know, You could literally do violence. You could just living, or you just was like, yeah, this never happened again. I'm done with this. F all that. What was your worst heartbreak? Let's start with Angel Kim.
Well, my worst heartbreak would be after being in a relationship for 13 and a half years, I found out that he had a son the last 4 years of our relationship, and I didn't know about it. But by the time I found out, the little boy was 4. Yeah, he could have came up missing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Wow.
You know you ain't right.
Say what?
Ooh.
That man know he ain't right.
That's
not
that's
good
serious.
Enough for him.
That's serious. Oh, yeah. Also, let's just make sure we institute a trigger warning. If you feel like you're going to be triggered, it's okay. You can dip out and come back. I think what you call is acting right today, so we should be fine. So I'm going to move on to the Pearl the Negra. What was your worst heartbreak?
Ooh, my worst heartbreak was after
getting back together with my husband from a separation. He purposely went out and got a woman that was 10 years younger than me and got her pregnant purposely. And he let me know, and he told me not to really have any contact with her. And when I did, he, oh, man, I don't even want to get into it. That is a trigger, but that right there, yeah.
Wow.
Damn.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. Wow. I'm sorry. I'm hopefully not giving anybody trigger warnings.
Yeah, and she looks like me, too.
Oh, man. Wow. Worst heartbreak was my last divorce after going through some tough turbulence and rocky roads. Everything that I had ever shared with my ex-wife, she actually did those very things right back, no matter how much it hurt. And then just literally turned into someone that I did not know just to get out of the marriage, and blamed her unhappiness on me.
Wow. Thanks.
And watching my kids go through the divorce and the fights and the verbal onslaughts and the in-home separation. Yeah, it was brutal. Worst heartbreak.
Wow. Ms. Gilmore, how about you?
Well, 8 years, 4 kids, and he decided to cheat on me with my niece, who was like a daughter to me. So, yeah. And then he lied about it for a year and a half. When I confronted him and I knew that it happened, he lied. And then she told me what happened a year and a half later. So, yeah, that happened.
Cool. Serious business over here. All right. Okay, we're going to go over to Rita in Heels. What's heartbreak?
So not the worst, like, fuck you heartbreak, but...
How do you want to get...
The worst heart... The time I got my heart broke the worst is I met a guy who changed my life. We were together for a while, and then just timing, it didn't work out. We went off and lived our own lives, and at a really difficult time in my life, we got back together, and it was amazing and wonderful, and just like fit and was needed. And then out of nowhere, without warning, he died.
Wow.
That's right.
Yeah. Good people, if you're listening, if it's a trigger warning, you know, feel free to disappear, come right back. I know some of the stuff we're talking about with heartbreak, we deal with it from all different levels. So see for what it is. It's definitely heavy. Wow, Rita. My condolences. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Thank you.
Well, we're going to go to Sir Lawrence. Are you there? Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was on mute. Yeah, I was on mute. Sorry about that.
That's okay. So, Sir Lawrence, what was your worst heartbreak?
Oh, man. My worst heartbreak was... my children's mother, and it was so bad. I had to put states, borders between us, and in order to do that, I had to
I had to leave my children. And it took me a long time to recover from that. And I'm still not completely recovered, but at least I can talk about it now.
Sometimes mental health, keeping your energy, keep your actual sanity around certain situations and protecting your energy is what you got to do. I mean,
yeah, exactly. It was tough. It was very bad. I mean, I had a big rash broke out on my back. I fell down to the lowest. I was walking around with homeless people at one point. It was tough.
Well, you made it through and you're here. And this is Heartbreak Hotel. We are talking about heartbreak, so I'm pretty sure we get a piece. We're going to get to those in a second. We're going to finish out this round of talking. We're going to go from you to area code 984. Area code 984?
Yeah.
Who master speaking?
I'm kind of low-key offended by Harvey. This is Ms. Dahlia 22.
Oh, my bad. What's happening, homie?
What's happening, fam?
Chilling. I'm glad you called in. What's happening? What's going on?
You know,
welcome
I finally got a chance to talk. Because I've been listening to y'all on Clubhouse and everything, but I can't talk because, you know, the way my life is set up at work, I can't. So I'm up and I'm here for this heartache shit.
All right. Well, listen. Well, you tell me what's your worst heartache.
Okay, so my worst heartache is when you in a relationship for like X amount of years, plural, years, and then they choose to selfishly save themselves instead of the relationship and you.
Mm. Wow.
Right.
We'll be asking all the tough questions today. A little crazy. Yikes.
I'm just saying, like, you can fight someone who is choosing a false narrative or their narrative of the situation, but you can't fight someone who chooses to ignore your feelings in favor of saving themselves. Like, that's the ultimate relationship killer.
Hmm. Yeah. Wow. Whew. Oh, man. Oh, boy. Yeah, we're going to move from you. We're going to go to Rain. Rain, are you there? Yo.
I am.
I'm like, huh?
I'm here.
So, Rain, what was your worst heartbreak?
Honestly, the worst heartbreak I ever experienced was an unrequited love. One that I never really got a chance to fully experience. Long time ago, I dealt with a gentleman. It was very similar to the beginning of Rita's story where we met and then we disconnected and we reconnected. And we just, things happened and we just weren't able to really ever make it come. But there was always an undeniable connection there that we shared. So that was probably the worst for me.
Mm. Well, we're definitely laying it down, a way to make it worse. And I love everybody's mic is open. For real, if you really want to come up, let me know. I see you. You're saying everything else has happened. So we're just laying it down so we understand that we all got reasons. You know, my reasons are just as bad as anybody else. My ex-wife decided to date a 19-year-old gangbanger, and literally everything she did was just crazy from that point. So that particular Christmas, she chose to buy him and his kids Christmas gifts and not buy my kids anything. But she had no food in the house. he had a whole bunch of things that we didn't know about, which was a little bit crazy. So here it was. It was just me and the kids, my one-bedroom apartment, all three of them. But I had plenty of food and had everything else. Like, I was doing everything, like, backwards and stuff like that. And so when New Year's rolled around, it was me and my son, and we were at a friend's house. And she decided to text me photos of her getting it in with the next guy. Like, literally. And I just sat there like, you know, and I was like, why are you texting me this? What are you doing? Like, what happened? It was probably like the worst situation. What was even worse than that is that I took her back after all that shit. So that's how foolish I was. Anyway, that was me. We're going to move on. Wait a second. I might be missing one person. Hold on. Area code 410.
Hey, Mojave.
Hey, what's going on?
It's Liz.
Hey, this is Lisa. Yeah, I was like, it's Lisa Liz. So, Lisa, we'll throw you in here. What was your worst heartbreak?
I was in my early 20s, and I was dating someone that I thought was going to be somebody important to me. We had been seeing each other for about 2 years at the time. And he went to the same church that I went to, and one Sunday, he got up and announced that he was getting married, and he asked some other girl in the audience up. And I knew her. They went to college together. I knew her. So I was devastated because I had no idea that anything was going on with them. And I had been dating him, like I said, for like 2 years, but he had been seeing her as well. So yeah, I got humiliated in front of everybody.
Wow. All right, so I'm stop doing this because I'm getting triggered. I'm getting triggered. All right, so let's run through the list. I'm getting triggered myself. Let's hurry up. Let's talk about healing. Oh, okay. So how did you heal from heartbreak? Let's go. Quick answers. Start with Angel Kim. How did you heal from heartbreak?
I literally had to relocate, just get away where he couldn't find me, and just start over. Call it running, call it whatever you like, but yeah, I literally uprooted and moved away.
The distance between you and that person, that works. La Perla Negra, how did you heal from heartbreak?
Seeing that beautiful baby when he was born. I love babies. And just accepting him. That was it.
All right. Poetic, how did you heal from heartbreak?
I tried the move away approach. Only problem is we got kids together. Writing these type of shows, honestly, and a lot of self-diagnosing and therapy and all that good stuff. I'm still healing from heartbreak.
Ms. Gilmore, how did you heal from heartbreak?
Well, I packed up my four children and moved to a state that we didn't have any memories, that we didn't know anybody, which is how I ended up in California. And then I hired a family counselor for the kids and had private counseling through the divorce. Yeah, it was a work in progress, you know. Gotta get that work.
All right. Rita, how did you heal from heartbreak?
You know, poetry. Still working on it. I'll let you know.
Oh, All right. Poetry, always a good thing. So, Lawrence, you?
Yeah, I'll never forget this homeless guy walked up to me, and he was pointing his finger at me, and he said, these streets will take you. And it was like a light went off or came on, you know, then I saw how far I had drifted, and then I just started climbing back up.
That'll work. Let's see. So then we're gonna go to Miss Dahlia, 22. How'd you heal from heartbreak?
Oh, funny story. So I bought cats. I wrote a lot of dope poetry, and I cut off my hair.
I heard cutting your hair off is pretty liberating.
It is, because you're releasing that energy back into the atmosphere. It's like, I try not to hate any of my exes. I try to wish them light, love, you know, moving forward. But I'm still a petty bitch. I'm still working on stuff, you know. I'm on the south side of the kingdom, so I be doing all this stuff, but I'm like, I hope you find somebody better. But don't meet me in heaven, because I'm petty.
Mm. Wow. All right. Rain, how did you heal from heartbreak?
I feel like I should tell Dahlia about Tariq's My Petty Pop Severely t-shirt right now. But
We'll throw that in her inbox so she knows, so she can get that t-shirt. She'll love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Cutting hair is amazing. But for me, it's like I've healed. I think time for me did it. But when, like in this particular instance, the person still reaches out to me. So it's just something I have to keep in check. So for me, that's it. I healed it from a long time ago, but, you know, it always kind of resurfaces whenever they reach out. And I just had to keep it in check. Yeah.
Oh, resurfacing your feelings, wow. Yeah, that's kind of hard to heal from. Lips, how did you heal from heartbreak?
I had to look at myself. I had to see what it was that made me wrong thing and see what I need to do to fix that. And I also changed my hair color because that's a thing for me. And just try to move forward with what it is that I know that I'm worth, rather than feeling worthless because the person treated me the way they did. It was their mistake. It was their loss. I'm better than that.
That's definitely one thing. Essential, I just added you in here. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
Oh, man. So how did you heal from heartbreak, good brother?
Well, you know, healing from heartbreak as a man is a challenging thing because, you know, most of us here in America, black men maybe, have not really been taught how to heal and deal with all that emotional stuff. So, like, most of us before me, I did one of two things. I either became the villain or I started writing poetry. So I think I did a little bit of both during my time period. And that's where I am today, I guess. So blend of being the bad guy and the poet.
No. Hey, it happens. It happens. Matter of fact. All right, so that we've had enough time to set the stage. The stage has been set. We talked about heartbreak. We talked about healing. Let's get to this poetry. So hold on. Let me throw on a little something that everybody should be familiar with it. And we're going to talk about this. I'm going to do a quick station identifier, of course. so we can keep rocking, and then we're going to go on from there, and then we start. All right, so here we go. Yeah, now we got that out the way. Let's get it popping. Let's get it going. Let's make it all happen. Are we ready? Are we ready? Hold on. You know, we got to set the stage with another great heartbreak song that we all listen to at some point. That's what I call a brown liquor song because nobody's going to catch you, you know, maybe this is just me, but I don't care, I'll sing it in front of anybody, but whenever I was heartbroken, I would sing this song. Don't make fun of me. Don't judge me.
If I should stay, I would own be in your way, so I'll go, but I know I'll think of you every step of the way. And
I was joking, but I was dead ass serious though. Now, come up next to the microphone. Good people, please welcome Miss Angel Kim. Angel Kim, are you there? Angel Kim?
I'm here. I had to find the mute button.
Just find the mute button.
I gotta get used to it. Yeah, y'all know I'm special. Y'all know I'm special. My bad. All right. This morning. Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, got it.
All right. This morning, my heartbreak settled in my bones, settling deep inside the depths of me. My soul. I can't seem to recall sending out this invitation to all of this misery, yet here it is, all comfy, settled in for the long haul. My rib cage stands as a bare tree in the leaves. There no more, no color, no life. Wind wrestling through its frail branches, calling some to fall and break off. Tapping on my window as if to remind me that I'm here.
you are not alone. This morning, heartbreak settled in my skull, deep inside the crevices of the pale casings that surround my every crying thought. Breaking through my broken dream catcher that's trying to keep the evil away, but inch by fucking inch, it keeps freeing itself. The ghosts of my heart float between the bars, slipping inside my deepest secrets, with no remorse making me cry out into the night, falling on deaf ears. This morning, heartbreak settled into my spine, intertwining like an ivy on a vine, leaving me begging for someone to just come along and hold me. Tell me it's okay. Tell me I'm here for you. Comfortable residing in my house, spending countless hours tearing away at me, cutting me off from reality. At least I have control over who I let through the door. Through the dreams that are left behind, though, your presence is there, frantically reaching for what is left of me, reaching in the night for something unbeknown to me. This morning, heartbreak found its way back, settling in my heart, sliding through the valves and into the ventricles, mixing with the blood that gives me my very life. Heartbreak replacing any life left in me, reaching down to the corners of my body, crippling me and taunting me. But I'm still able to breathe on my own. At least I think. Heart may be the thief, but I am a statue, just broken and crumbling around the edges, but still standing after all these years of dealing with how you lied, stole, abused, and just straight up mistreated me. This morning, heartbreak settled into my body, aching every time I try to move, weighing me down like I'm tied to an anchor just holding me in place and not able to fully function on a normal level. Moving in the dark, not letting the sun peek in, the darkness seems to take up so much of the essence of who I once was, so much so that I don't even recognize the person that walked by the mirror. Because it's not me. This is how you left me, fragile, hollow, and broken. And this morning, heartbreak has snuffed the breath out of me, leaving me lifeless, looking a hot-ass mess. I'm not even sure when the last time I showered or ate. I need to get it together because I can't continue this way. I have to get past this. I have to get past this. I have to get past this so that I can get back to living. I feel sorry for the next man that comes along who tries to love me because it's not going to be an easy task. Because this morning, heartbreak consumed me and it left me feeling this way. Paul.
Yeah, I'll give it up for Angel Kim.
I just clapped my mic.
That was deep.
Deep.
Oh,
fire.
Deep. Deep.
Beautiful,
yes.
Angel.
Dope, Angel.
Very.
Thank you. So I'm going to do some alternating between one. So, I'm going to start to alter with, we're going to go to Poetic, and and Pearl the Negra, then Essential, then Rita, then Sir Lawrence, then Rain, then Lisa Lips, then as people are coming in just at the same time. So give a nice little balance. So poetic. Are you ready?
Yes, sir. I'm ready, bro.
Hi, mic is yours.
Thank you. I thought I wrote my last heartbreak poem, but here I am again expressing the pain within. So for you, my heart can say you're welcome. While I deal with the excruciating pain, trying to heal while soaking in loveless rain, drenched from the possibility I will be happy again. In my head, just thinking about life without driving me insane. Totally clueless. Why am I still remembering our heartbreak anniversary? Forgive my heart being pulled out my chest, looking like a damn fool when nothing could prepare me for this level of hurt and embarrassment as I publicly proclaim love for someone who would later cause me resentment, eating celebratory cake as we announce you taking on my last name, only to realize your feelings were just not the same. My thoughts are being molested by the idea of you actually loving me. The deflation of my heart's ventricles remind me of how hard it is to digest your gone, and now I'm open and susceptible. For old wounds and scars to be ripped open again, when I thought I found peace and comfort from the rain, only to realize you were the biggest threat to my peace, and I ignored all the warning signs because I thought loving me, loving you was enough to cease. But all it did was increase your inability to reciprocate. The same unconditional love that I was able to demonstrate, my heart warned me throughout each disturbing storm that a piece of me was being intentionally destroyed, and I'd conform to the idiocy that you would love me forever. Now my heart breaks daily because I could never love you the same way. Not on any given day. In peace.
Damn.
Oh, this is the worst thing ever. You know, I really thought I was on mute. I was mad talking. I was talking all the time. I was like, yo.
I'm saying
I
that.
Okay,
he's
like,
muted.
I was on mute. I was mad on
mute. I had a feeling he was muted.
Poetic, I played that for you. You can see.
Thank you, bro.
It's your theme song. Y'all got any followers for Poetic?
Yeah, that's Yeah, that's
for
one of them. The other one is doing just fine by Boyz II Men, man. That's the one for me. That's the one for me.
What was that? But, you know, I had to let this one fly. I'm sorry.
No, I like it.
That peace, though. Oh, my God.
I'm going to need a drink before the night is over.
Yeah, we need some brown. We definitely need some brown liquor up in this piece. There needs to be some brown liquor being circulated. Okay. All right. So we're gonna go from you, the guy, over to La Pearl La Negra. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Well, I'm gonna mute this mic. The mic is yours.
Thank you. I call this Good Morning Heartbreak. As heartbreak knocks me to the floor, I try to pull myself up to my knees while crying out in prayer, begging for some semblance of understanding. But the weakness in me and the floor have formed an alliance and are winning. I lie still in silence with only the sound of my heartbeat slowly decreasing and the fire that once burned bright inside for you extinguishing, knowing that when the night gives way to daybreak, the sunlight following the dawn will bring a spotlight to my devastation and pain. Why did your lies feel so good to me? I need to know to understand this. Your breath on my neck so soft and comforting, accompanied by whispers of reassurance. Juiciest kisses placed all over the body that you claimed, tender to my spine and upon my lips. Thought those kisses would never go away. Arms strong and safe, my forever security was supposed to be. You took all that away. I thought you were sheltering my love, but it was just a shadow you shed over my world. I never thought a light could leave you abandoned, but when I shined, all I could see was the scarred tattoo from the truth of your love across my heart. Heaven help me heal. That's that piece.
Beautiful work, La Pearl.
Thank you.
Beautiful, Danielle.
Thank you. Thank you. That's my song, Javi. Let that play a little bit.
Hate this word.
That is my jam. Thank you.
Y'all give it up for La Pearl La Negra. We're gonna go over to Essential the Poet, Sister Pack and Pete. You ready?
Yes, indeed.
Now let me mute this music and this mic, and the mic is yours.
If heartbreak had a first name, I would call her Jessica, the one that had me playing I Miss You by Harold Melvin and the Blue Notes, followed by Isaac Hayes' Walk On By, concluding with It's the Man's World by James Brown. This marked the start of a 30-day hell with me as a reluctant patron of Heartbreak Hotel, She had me all kinds of fucked up. I was a 10-car pileup on the 610 loop. White sheets covering neophyte cadavers. I thought she was mine, but the good old girl vibe she was wearing was a disguise for the streets that already had her. She would rather suffer emotional abuse from the one she wanted than be adored by the one that wanted her. So she cursed my desire to hear her voice with silence. Eyes looking backwards to a dude that cared less but was much bolder because he ran out of fucks to give while he was still in high school. If only I wasn't new to the game, I would have seen the signs. Art imitates life, but watching movies don't count because the shit don't translate accurately. Case in point, the irony of the Christian chick that baptized me in a pool fed by a water full of narcissism and soaked my hopelessly romantic soul, oversaturated my spirit to the point that my corrupted pores bled neediness and despair. My nomadic heart wandered a desert of loneliness while uttering the nonsensical equivalent of, why me? I was too young to experience purgatory. Shit hurt worse than having wisdom teeth pulled because there was no relief for the pain. And you know, energy never dissipates, but only transforms. But I didn't learn that fact until many years later, so my tainted energy attracted more of the same, until eventually I became the villain. Poem.
Woo!
Wow, E, wow. Wow, E. There's layers to that one. So many layers to that.
Man,
that was good.
Y'all got me over here trying to clap my mic, and I forgot I'm not on Clubhouse.
The speed, right?
That was amazing. Wow, that was deep.
Yeah,
a brand new piece. It's incomplete, but I'm glad y'all feeling it. I'm gonna keep working on it.
Definitely.
Yeah, that's got a lot of power to it.
Like, yeah,
that's
how you went
two places at one time.
Everybody pulled their legs. You're over there and you're over here.
I love how you went two places at one time.
You like that?
Oh, they rich, rich. They got two phones. You got an Android and Apple. Now let me stop. Rich, rich. All right. Following up, we're gonna go from a sense of the poet. Anybody have any more flowers before we move on? Any more flowers? All right. So we're gonna go from essential to Beach City Poetry, aka Beach City Bay. Are you ready?
What? Mm.
Yeah.
I'm
wow.
ready. Are you ready?
All right. I'm gonna try to be, but I'm gonna mute this music and I'll let you rock.
So this is how I got another way I got through the heartache from the one that cheated on me with my young niece. It's called Roll Credits. Cracks are all it takes to fragile firm foundations and fortresses. A decade after this love was constructed, safety inspection revealed thousands of tiny angel hair pasta lines now covering our walls. Spider vein obstructions invaded our structure. I just wanted a safe place. Somewhere big enough to house this overwhelming amount of love. Rockets that left trails on lips like firework kisses. I was an aura of fresh baked cookies, enveloping hugs that you were never first to let go of. Bottomless servings of ice-cold beverages on sun-sweltering beach days. Cooling condensation on glassware, forehead to forehead. Where I lingered lavish third eye, I kissed you through your pineal gland. Long, quiet gazes, closed eyes. I loved you in bellyfuls of grandma's chicken soup and cornbread, warmed your bones during colds or winter storms. Snowed-in seasons found us cozied up to crackling fireplaces, warm cups with marshmallows melting into hot cocoa. My love feels better than good. It's different. Strong shoulder bone to lean on or cushion your head to rest while unpacking how your days went. Arm span wrapped you up, held you down, lifted you in encouragement to reach your favorite pie in the sky. I soothed fade fears you felt away. Sheets were never prerequisite to between the sheets date with me. No thread count was ever needed between us. This love, my love, comes all-inclusive. 24/7, 365 days a year with orofacial options. Sweet talk, baby, I got you. Bilingualism, hermosito. The amo like this is missed when it vanishes. A fallen tree, empty forest, you wonder if I ever really existed. Parts of your body may even divorce themselves in their working contract, disagree with performing deeds for you, but when my hand is forced to finish, half holding you in it, there'll be no more happy to endings. You'll more than miss it. Realize quick, my love was exquisite. Now non-existence, a true one of its kind, fabled, hard to find. When you have it, you know. It's not until it's gone will you realize you felt something. And those post-traumatic shakes are feelings, something you must have lacked when I was present, couldn't see you were gifted with my presence. Enjoy all that ambience that arrives in my absence. Try harnessing atmospheric pressure when you see me in passing, lavishing what you thought was yours on someone who knows those who collect unicorns. And four-leaf clovers, use great care in handling extraordinary. You use wonder to wipe your face at dinner. Use me like street, literally walk Joe, spit all over me. There's nothing worse then when fractured hearts of broken wing angels take that power of love they gave you, and I gave you access to me that day. Allowed you one last taste, let you inside my flesh while laying there pretending. I let you finish. Asked you how it was, greedy face you replies, an extremely happy man, then I flirt back my remote control, played my reply in HD live good, because I felt nothing. Then I watched you slither your way back into that corner of the world where you were when you asked this universe for a miracle. Rocket ship, fireworks fire off into the distant sky, end, take, roll, credits.
And
that's that piece.
Wow.
Y'all killing me
tonight. Oh, my. Damn. Yes. Damn, woman.
So, yeah, I had to throw that up in there real quick. Y'all give a round of applause, Speak City Poetress. Just deep.
Yeah.
Deep in it.
Amazing.
We are deep in it. All right, I'm going to go to Rita. I'm going to switch it up. I'm going to go to Rita, and then I'm going to go to Sir Lawrence. How back in Florida. Rita, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Just barely.
All right. Hey, listen, I know. We purging. It's okay. We letting it all go. We purging. You ready?
Yeah, I'm ready.
So I'm going to mute this and mute this mic, and the mic is yours.
Thanks. All right, this is called Heartbreak Hotel. Here I go again. Dazed and dreaming, drifting by.
that steamy hot cauldron where our love potions used to combine. Just a couple lost words that came together into a dope-ass rhyme. A fleeting forever, living in stolen, salacious slices of time. Kindling painful memories, set ablaze in turpitude, splashed with turpentine. No reminder required to recall the aftertaste of you being a bit bittersweet. In the dark theater of my mind, our pornography perpetually playing on repeat. Memories tumbling around pleasantly, playfully in the warm, soft sheets. Behind the hotel doors, the world disappeared in our virtual escape. Foreign fantasy played out over my provincial landscape, our delicious juices raining down on this perfect cityscape, each time becoming better than what we could ever anticipate. All this time sequestered in our shared vulnerability, connecting on a different level, you recharged my battery, exploring my land, claiming space, building a colony, blocking out the world. We were creating our own eternity. Seductive sounds of the erotic playlist, waiting on my favorite part, always the melodic melody of you strumming my spot. Absorbing the sound bath as you swirl around my honeypot. Moans building to crescendo when your tongue hits the rim shot. These walls housed our own garden of heathen, role-playing and reimagining the original sin. Your snake bit my apple and made a new world begin. But all that, in all of that, your intentions were darkly hidden. Now, when I reach for you, your energy houses a cold, vapid space, missing your sweet scent all over me, your taste on my face. Your words fell into satanic verses, like an angel fallen from grace. Was your good girl and your bad girl with secrets to tell, fulfilling every fantasy I was playing your Jezebel. Used to sit on you, now I sit like a trophy on your mantle. These painful memories painted softly in a fading pastel. Now that us only exists in the walls of this heartbreak hotel. And that's that piece.
I like that.
I like that too. Ooh, I like that.
It's a magic owl. What would they call it? Magic owl.
Nice. That was beautiful, Rita. Ooh. Beautiful, beautiful, Rita.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Put it on my grave, nigga. I'ma throw a bitch, ay. One more nigga come around these parts. Talking that shit. Put it on my grave.
Sorry, I had a flashback. Yeah, more flowers for Rita. Anybody else? Because we're going to move on to Sir Lawrence. Sir Lawrence, are you ready?
Yes, sir.
All right, well, I'm going to mute this music. And to you.
Yeah, change it up a little bit. Because my recovery, I use poetry as therapy. Entombed, the feeling of more weight in the early morning air. That tangerine glow delivering energy, reaching through the rows of trees. I was counting the many shades of green. Another coffee sip. Then it was like watching a symphony orchestra. Bluebirds stopped by to make sure I had my seat. A freight train's distant call as the horn section began to play. Water beads sprinkled through the grass, shimmering like diamonds. as the melody began to take shape. The lead line of the spider's web sparkled like the strings on the harp. I was given thanks for the breathing treatment when the screech owl gave its last curtain call. As the sun continued to ascend, shadows rose for the encore. I felt the energy penetrating, telling summer, you had your turn. As it slowly drifts in with its fine brush picking trees to paint leaves, crickets offering the background chorus. The hummingbird hovered over the concession stand, creating a depthness to this silent connection. Sir Lawrence.
Mm. All right, Mr. Lawrence.
I love the image.
Man, dope.
Intensity.
That was dope. All right.
Thank you.
All the way, Lawrence.
All right, thank you. All right, we're going to go from Sir Lawrence to Quiet Storm Known as Rain. Rain, are you ready?
I am.
No? Can you mute this music? It's Mike, and it's yours.
This is untitled. When the night falls and the world stands still, I find myself sitting silent in the pause, the quiet space where the truth resides, simply allowing myself to feel my fucking feet. I had convinced myself that it wasn't a necessity, that pretending that nothing happened, that my skin is tough and refusing to be moved by this would suffice. That if I ignore it long enough, it would prevent the pain from surfacing, demanding to be felt, insisting that I give it all my attention, begging to let tears be my way out of this, but that be enough? Because quite honestly, I don't know how, I don't know where to begin now. I always have the answer, but in this, I'm lost. Lost on how to look you in the face and smile, continue on business as usual, knowing you violated everything. And I mean everything that I gave you. Maybe it's a little late, but I'm going to say it anyway. Do you know how much that shit fucking hurt me? When I said audacity is my love language, that is not what the fuck I was alluding to. I don't know. I don't want to feel these fucking feelings, but I'm going to anyway. Despite the fact that your actions haven't changed, you continue to measure the length of this wave, saying one thing while continuing to explore and plant seeds where you find dry ground broken with cracks needing to be tilled and watered so you bring it back to life to plant your seeds. I guess my garden was too beautiful, too full, too manicured, flourishing without you, so you thought you hadn't. You thought I had no use for you. It's too bad that you only find yourself worthy of loving brokenness. While I have a few weeds that need to be tended to, I am capable of handling them myself. All I ever asked was that you learn the different types of flowers that grew here, take the time to explore the vibrant hues of my blooms, but I realize now, no matter how much I wanted you to, you just don't have the ability to experience the depth of all that is beautiful in me. Unfortunately, that doesn't make it hurt any less. That's right.
Damn.
Oh, beautiful.
I felt that one. God. That was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Oh,
thank you.
Oh, God. Girl.
Oh. Sometimes blindness. And
leads
me through ignorance, not allowing us
see
to gain experience, so we become lifeless.
I appreciate y'all.
At other times, I couple with self-pity and walk aimlessly through reality, so
Occasionally I choose to travel alone, but never fulfill my possibilities, so mostly I attempt to achieve balance by seeking right knowledge and loving and reviewing and eventually understanding those many lessons of my life. The truth that be caught in a starry-eyed world of dreams and past death to see truth and promises you've made to me. Now we've come so far, but my visions of happiness with you in my life, I'm afraid and confused. If I was a bird, I'd be
All right, y'all give it up for Rain. We're going to go from Any Flowers for Rain, Any Flowers for Rain. All right. And we're going to go from Rain to Lisa Lips. Lisa Lips, are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay. The mic is yours.
This piece was written less than a year before my marriage ended. And I was still trying to hold on. Called Let Me Live. I believed what he told me, every fantastic word. We were supposed to have it all, but it was all smoke and mirrors. Oh, I know how he sees it. If the market stayed viable, if the interest rate stayed low, if, but he fails to realize that even if it all collapsed, but he learned how to really love me, I could withstand whatever came our way. You see, I'm used to having nothing, but I can't live without love. Hold me, touch me, cuddle me tight at night. Make love to me like my life depends on it, because it does. Human contact is like food to me. Affection is like water. Emotions run through my veins like blood. It's time for him to understand that I love him, but I can't live this life anymore. Promises of fixes that never come can't fulfill my aching need. Some distant tomorrow when all things get better can't hold me anymore. I need freedom to find my heart again, to live, not just exist. I can no longer wait for him to realize that I'm dying. I need to live. Now, and if he should ever realize what I meant, I won't run. He just needs to tell me that he knows now what he couldn't understand then. I don't know. Maybe it's just bad timing. But please, love me enough to want me to be happy. Please. Just let me live. Poem.
My God.
Mm-hmm. I felt that.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I felt that.
Yes.
Come on now. That's what
Thank you. You know, I didn't know then, but the marriage ended 10 months after I wrote that. And I was 7 months into him not so much as even putting his hand on my shoulder at that point. You know, and couldn't figure out what I could do to make it better.
Wow.
Mm. Damn.
Release is therapy, that's for sure.
Absolutely.
Definitely. definitely. So, Lisa Lips, we're going to go from you before we cycle back up. We're going to go from you to my other favorite, Philly John, but now Florida John, Miss VIP. Miss VIP, are you there?
Yes, I am. How are you?
I happen to be in fine form. Thank you very much. You have a piece you'd like to share?
Oh, I do.
All right, well, I'm going to mute my mic and mute and cut the music, and the mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called My Confession. This is my confession. I really thought I loved you. I was naive. I bordered on obsession. True love you would never achieve towards me. I was a wreck after I discovered you had another. I felt so dumb. I was used like a random other. But yet, in spite of, I swore it was love. I thought if we had that chemistry, maybe you could love me. You fed me lines, pushed me past the confines of a boring sexual past. I was foolish, hoping we would last. For 2 years, my body still felt you. I had to get over you. I tried, never hiding my feelings to myself. In spite of the hurt, I stayed true. Last confession. No longer will I be naive. I'm not going to lose if there's a next time. There's a high bar set. I have idiosyncrasies, anxieties, and fears. I tire of being lonely, tire of not being a wife, but I would rather be lonely than dealing with bullshit and strife. And that's my confession. In peace.
Yes. I wish I could clap my mic.
And there you have it.
Okay, VIP.
Drop mic,
okay.
Drop mic.
I know about that, trying to get that person. Oh, you still feel that part. Girl, that's so real. The struggle is that real.
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. It really is.
That person out your system ain't no joke.
Oh, it took a lot.
I'm sure. Well, been there. Got the memorabilia, T-shirt, everything. Oh, y'all
wow.
Killing me tonight.
Wow.
How be your playlist though?
Yeah. Right?
Nobody.
It's hot. Okay.
I'm gonna need an Epiphany Radio Honey Drip playlist for each show.
It's so good. He's making one. He's supposed to have been made one. I don't know what happened.
We'll get to it. We'll definitely get to it. And so now we're going to go into this second round. I get it, because I know some of y'all got some more heat for this joint. I think Sincere was on the line, but I think he dropped. But I'm going to alter tradition just a little bit. And I'm going to actually read a poem. And, you know, read a poem. Let's try that. All right. Hold up. Let me mute this music. But you gotta wait for the good part. Wait a second. I miss good music like that. I really do. You really gotta search a little bit hard to get some good music. That's when it was like popping. Good stuff. Anyway. A piece. Whomever said you fall out of love fast lied. It is slow, methodical, painful, arthritic. You trip, stumble, bumble about. It is a slow onset of dementia. Your heart forgets and remembers only hurt and responds accordingly. It is a cough that never goes away, the struggle to keep your throat from being scratchy from all the terrible things we say. The struggle to keep your chest clear, mad about what you fear, all that you feel becomes weird, and things that once created you happy now destroy you. A kiss cannot recapture a desire that won't return, and I can never see it. The pain, we never get past the pain. We hope that we can awake from this nightmare. The loss, the tears, and the memories, and the act of how your lips trace perfect the shape of manhood, willing it into iron. Through the softest tongue, the flick, flame, blowing, gentle breeze, quaking my knees, twisting into knots, stomach and toes, but this is not that tale of your copulation, how you wanted me, how your gaze spoke love to my heart, how your kiss was a minister of information, disseminating the wisdom of your wiles, the content of your smile, the moment to become long and wild, to lose gaze within your deep embrace, the sustenance of love-making, spirit nutrients given in exchange, if you was just a break, to have this one moment just to think of you. And think of how they'll please you. Arousal, sleep, won't come. My eyes refuse to go back to the memory of you standing in a nightgown waiting for me, remembering how your hips could shoot me, make me beg as life leave me, how you would relieve me, divest me of all my seminal fluids, and how the taste of your sweetness made me slave, made me toil and pleasure to suckle you until you gave, and you gave, and the wetness that I proudly wore in my beard as a trophy, I missed the weight of you. Close to my chest, tied in a vest with just enough space for you to lift your head and give me a kiss, then lift your hips and begin to rotate smoothly until your womanhood is filled with my ejaculate. How messy your hair, dripping in sweat. How soon I forget. I stand in a desert, thirsty for your oasis, the parched earth of my desire, the kindling for my fire, and I fight these 40 winks, afraid to blink and think what it means to yearn, to feel so deeply, to want and not have, to go unfulfilled, to not get past this pain, to remain in this state, awake. Poem.
Oh, Hobby, you're such a lover. Oh, my goodness.
Hey,
okay, bro.
Oh, that was
Lord, have mercy. Lord.
Yeah, that's one of them deep breath moments right there.
Talk about getting somebody out your system. Sheesh. Excellent. Oh, that's it.
Yeah, I tried. Now we're going to start this second round. We have approximately 16 minutes speed round. We're just going to go straight through. If you got a poem, hop in, spit your piece. We're going to go. And when it gets around 10:57, I'm going to say it, but we're just going to keep it moving. We're not going to play. Y'all ready?
Absolutely.
We're going to start at the top with Essential Poet. All right, Essential, you in? Hello? Essential. Essential. All right, we're going to go. Angel Kim, are you in?
Sure, I'm in.
All right.
So I gave you heartbreak, I'll give you love.
You know, it's a heartbreak show. We ain't supposed to be doing love. We purging.
Well, I have another. We're gonna do a love show.
We're gonna get to the love.
I got a heartbreak. I got you.
All right, you ready?
Let me know when you're ready.
I'll mute the music and the mic is yours. And whoever wants to go, hop in right after Angel Kim. Make sure you say poem so everybody knows you're done so they can hop in, okay?
All right.
All right. Go.
You better call that hoe, call her, and tell her to come pick up your shit. See, I have never wanted a war, but you have left me here, dealing with all these emotions, jumbled up, twisted inside, trying to figure out what the fuck. When all I did was try to love you through all your damn misses. 13 years of cooking, cleaning, and washing your damn dirty drawers, slaving after these kids and working 2 damn jobs, and still had the time to put myself through school to get not one, not two, but 3 damn degrees, only to come home to come tend to your fucking needs. I never tended to me. And when your mother died, I was the one holding your hand, wiping your tears, catering, to help you with all your hurt and heal. And all you could do was beat on me. And I'm not talking about him physically. I'm talking about in the emotional sense. Constantly trying to tear me down whenever there was an availability. I carried not only my load, but I carried your load as well. Standing alone, being your backbone. I was the one holding you down when you lost your job, when all you had to do was get up off your ass and get your feet on the ground. See, we were supposed to be a team, but there was never a we. There was only a you. But after all I've been through with you, I'm tired. And this is the end. And you still chose her over me after me supposedly being your friend. And then you wonder why I'm sitting here mad as hell? Boy, kiss my ass and get your shit and get the hell out. I have no tears. I have no feelings. I have no love left here. All I have is bitterness, anger, and all these murderous-ass thoughts. And that's because you left me sitting here with a heart cold as ice. So you can sit over there and look all pathetic and shit. I really don't give a fuck. Because I never asked for a war. But war is where we at. So you better call that hoe and tell her to come get your shit.
Okay.
That was the I have no fucks left to give.
Most definitely.
I'll go ahead.
How do you breathe when the air you need finds it so easy to say goodbye and leave? I'll never understand how it's so easy for some to just break a heart, leaving you stripped of all that was promised. I'm guarded now and giving love a break. That impenetrable wall is up again, times needed. I'm so hurt right now because lies were told and words were broken. Yet I still believe in true love to come. Though they find it so easy to detach from your alleged connection as if you were the only one connected, I still believe in true love. As hard as it is to let go, they say if you love someone, set them free. Even if they're your heir, you need to survive. But I would have waited forever because you asked me to. And the worst part of heartbreak is allowing reality to set in that you're separate. Love doesn't die, it just transfers. Only where does it go? Where has it gone? Where did it go? Now it's difficult to write when your tears keep hitting the paper before your pen does. I will always think of you because you've left your mark on my heart, leaving me to always wonder what we could have been. The big part is I have to learn to stop reaching out for you whenever I wake and understand why I slide into just my covers to cuddle instead of right into your arms for that anticipated snuggle. The hardest thing you must tell yourself through heartbreak is that they're gone. So tell me, how do you breathe when the air you need to survive is gone? That's the key.
Oh, that was beautiful. I felt that.
Dope. Oh, my gosh.
Thank you.
I like it myself. I'm unmuted, so I guess that means I can ask a question. Is that all right?
Okay.
Well,
Erico 605.
All right. This is a. My name is Joe.
Okay, Joe. What's your question?
So I wanted to know, in order to give poetry, Does one have to sign up, or can one jump in with a poem? What's the protocol?
You could definitely jump in with the poem, but I believe you have poets in front of you. So we'll call on you when you're ready, because we're actually doing a speed round. All right?
I don't have a poem right now. So I just wanted to find out what the protocol was. So when I do have a poem, I'll know what to do with it.
Okay.
So
no
I'll
problem.
Let you guys get back. Okay. I'll let you guys get back to your show. And when I'm ready, I'll call back again. All right? Take care, guys.
All right. Fair enough.
Okay,
Okay. Anybody else hopping in? Rita?
Yeah, I'm good.
Go ahead, Rita.
I don't
know
who's going.
I think Rita's going.
That's all right. Rita can go. Am I on mute?
Wait, who's going?
Can you hear me? I don't even know.
Yeah, you're good. You're good, Rita. Go ahead.
Okay. Bye. I have one more heartbreak piece I'm going to do. It's called I Miss. I miss watching you spit your poetry, watching it move through you and into the world with so much intention and lyrical ecstasy, the way your words would claim space and time, the way boundaries would get redefined. Your words were brutally elegant and aggressively refined, like the chants emerging from a shaman's mind. I miss seeing myself in your poetry, imagining every sweet line is about me, believing it's a reflection of our intertwined chemistry, our delicate symmetry, our chakras aligning perfectly, triggering internal thunderstorms haphazardly, doubling on itself repeatedly, creating a world I could exist in eternally. I miss the way you look at me and drank me in as though you were quenching a century's worth of thirst. Like you were content to inhale me until your lungs burst, the feeling of being slowly consumed by you as you gently guided my spirit through into your world with the garden of lyrical opium you grew. I miss feeling beautiful in your eyes, like a woman who is divine and desirable, a woman who is melodic and memorable, worthy of worship and slightly unattainable. Always reminding me that I am just at the edge of my potential. I miss the way you smell, the way your body chemistry affected every scent, the magic mixture your skin would produce, the way it would sit on my skin, the feelings it would induce, the way it triggered and lingered softly around me, like when we had been together, the way it seemed to nestle its way inside me forever. I miss the way you touched me and beckoned me back to life, the conjuring of fires you fled on my skin and through my body, erasing years of hustle and strife, a touch that bewitched the pain out of me, communicating through your caress the great depth of your intensity, our skin combined into the perfect alchemy. I miss feeling safe in your arms, finding a sanctuary within your stratosphere, like I'm fully protected, but only when you are near, saying words out loud that I trust only you to hear, empowered to speak my truth, to whisper it in your ear. I miss the way you taste, that first kiss, that last kiss, the savory, sweet, in between every lick, a touch of cream. Your secret sauce makes it a happy meal. The elevated flavor tastes like Molly feels. Going down, it's like sunshine and coming out as solar flares of the divine. I miss us making little movies, epic and detailed pornographies, hours and hours of erotic, poetic anthologies, highlight reels of our biographies, sci-fi fantasy stories, masterful mystic mythologies. I miss being able to finish a damn piece, to have some real peace, to not be haunted by your memory, to not question if I am even worthy, to not search for inspiration outside of me endlessly, to question my own recollection of reality, to know you never belonged to me, not even partially. I miss just being me. And that's that piece.
My goodness.
Thanks.
Yes.
Thanks.
Yes. My goodness.
I feel that. Let's go.
Rita.
Let's go. I know Rita was on short time. And it's 10:55. Just to warn everybody else, if you're calling in, make sure that you understand that we'll be going into the after hours thing that's going to happen in about 5 minutes. And if you're streaming, please know you must call in. The number is 319-527-6300. Press 1 to be heard. This is Epiphany Radio Universe. This is the Honey Dripper Podcast 2.0, number 8, Heartbreak Hotel, with the Honey Dripper Poetry Collective and some good friends alongside of us to complete this whole thing with Heartbreak as we are purging, relaxing, deleting, releasing, and letting all this negative shit go. Trust me, if you was listening, you could immediately identify everything happening. Now, you have approximately 4 minutes. We are going to continue on. Who's hopping in next?
Rain.
I got a piece.
I got a piece too. Oh. So I guess I'll go after whoever said.
And I'll go after.
So okay. So we're gonna go Rain. We're gonna go who else? Rain, Poetic, Essential.
Essential.
Wait, Beach City, you had a piece?
Beach City.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right, so we're gonna go Rain. We're gonna go Rain, Poetic, Beat City, Essential, Lips, and who else?
Sir Lawrence.
Okay, rounding us out. That's what I'm talking about. Now, if you're sitting here and you're waiting to go, and I see your number, hit 1. Make sure that you're getting in. The blog talk lady, she really be cutting people off. I know, like, as soon as it gets to a certain time, she be sending people out. Make sure that you're streaming in, and we're going to start out. Rain, are you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. Mic is yours.
I never took the time to count the tears that fell during the season. We were so much more than what you allowed us to be. They always seemed to fall at the end of disappointment of some unmet, unrealistic expectation. It was always easier to enjoy the laughs and smiles, cherish the thoughtfulness and tenderness, though I did try to keep track of the orgasmic thrusts and the goodbye kisses, but I lost count somewhere between 667 and 669. There was this hopeful place that existed just for you, even though I knew better than to. It's that space where the heart tries to outmuscle the mind, but over time the mind has learned the heart is not to be solely trusted. But the chemistry we shared was undeniable. I mean, even you can't deny that. Can't deny the hours we spent burning out phone lines, laughing until the sun threatened to rise, and that rise of yours that I always find my soft spot around 4 a.m. Your eyes told a story I thought I wanted to read, but then somehow you'd always retreat. I held a space for you, hoping that you would create a space where I wasn't just one of them, but one. Reality never lets me get too far out on the limb, so during life's last shift, it finds me thankful that we experience this. Food, trips, grips, softness, poetry, laughs, steps, secrets. Such a special place and time to share in that capacity. You are always my voice of reason, yet now, somehow, I find myself releasing you, even though you didn't know that I held you. I find myself giving myself permission to experience what you always ask, unrestricted, unapologetic freedom to be. But there is one thing that will never cease to be. I will always love you and everything that you have been and will forever be to me. That's right.
Wow.
Go Rain.
Yes, please. Oh, yes.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Good stuff. If you were phenomenal,
that you have made it into the overtime. Let's give a round of applause for Rain for that piece.
Absolutely.
Y'all getting back to you tonight. It is Jacques Cousteau and Marlon Perkins Wild Kingdom double billing night tonight here at Heartbreak Hotel. I'll give another round of applause for Rain. Dope piece. Poetic.
You fucking hurt me. All I ever wanted to do was love you, and you hurt me. The countless times I would go out of my way to make sure you know you're my queen. But my gestures of love went on unseen while you lusted after many others. I wished I had just a small fraction of the lust you put into another. But you fucking hurt me. Hurt me to the point I'm extremely damaged, see? Now I no longer trust the very gift God gave me, woman. I'm just a man. Sure, I'll find someone. But how many years of damage needs to be undone? I tried to make and keep you happy. That's my fault. I couldn't keep someone happy who was already miserable. That's that thought. Let's talk about the physical hurt. When you look in my eyes and lie through your teeth, that hurts. Or the emotional hurt that you bruised into my chest cavity again and again, that hurts. The spiritual hurt. When you use God to get out of life with me, that hurts. The psychological hurt that you communicate over and over again, indicating it was me when it really was you. That hurt. You fucking hurt me. Tried to destroy my destiny by telling me I wasn't good enough, but I realized it was just not good enough for you. My heart's all black and blue, trying to find a new way of life, avoiding making another wife. I ate and slept on your bullshit. Saddened every day, hurting so bad I'd vomit. Like I was drinking some heavy stuff, all the while you getting your jollies off on infidelity, now that's rough. Even after I kept dealing with your transgressions. You kept deceiving me with your lies of explanations, creating an infallible truth that you would believe. But men are the worst, is what we perceive. Now every woman I meet says, I'm not like her. Are these more lies from deceivers? Well, my heart tells my head, yes. That's why I'm messed up from the pain you caused me. I'm such a mess. At the end of the day, I have every right to be angry because you fucking hurt me. In peace.
Damn.
Wow. Breathe in.
Awesome. Now that's how you go out.
What's her name, her number, and show me her picture?
Yeah, we're going to get that ass. We're going to get that ass real big.
She is nice until you make her
okay.
Man.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, damn.
Damn.
Gang. Yeah, we need to go pull up on that one.
Gang.
Yeah, we're going to pull up.
On
yep, we are.
Gang.
Yo.
For real, that's gang.
Let me know when y'all ready. Let me know when
y'all
ready.
I already put Vaseline on my face.
We ready to ride.
Okay.
But I don't pull up on that.
My face off now.
Everybody like,
we
ready to ride out.
Tied up and ready. Let's go.
I'm taking my earrings off as we speak. Let's go.
Okay.
Y'all squishing the car. Let's go.
Come on, y'all. Get your sneaks on. Let's
Beach City, are you ready?
Y'all, we got to wear all black, though, y'all. We got to wear all black.
Right.
That's funny that I'm going after you, too, Poetic, because I'm in that same vein, pun intended.
Oh, my gosh.
This is called virus. Permission to be totally transparent was given by Poetic, so here we go. You didn't love me, motherfucker. You said you did. That our love was like no other, rare, hard to find, integrated from its start, your internet to my www.com. Our operating systems became upgraded, optimized. You plugged in, pulled me close, made skin-to-skin contact, even created terabytes worth of space on your chest for my head to rest. Then actions came in, mismatching your words and off-putting colors like a virus. I became confused, because when you professed to speak truth, that international web of my mind begins to fire off synopsis-seeking missiles on a fact-finding mission, searching for their target.
your truth. When actions speak louder than words, okay, Google in my mind, I remain loading, searching, circling in a perpetual mode of trying to connect gaslit, invisible dot to dots, formulating thoughts of my own place filling. In attempts to keep my mind from the high cost of roaming, leading me outside of my network. 3 in the morning, pushing baby umbrella, strolling like I'm scrolling through strange neighborhoods to match.com, empty truth left in my mind infectiously. So see, you can't tell me you love me when you don't mean it, for I do know true love could never ever be so unkind. Virus, and that's that poem.
Ooh.
Cool.
Yo, that was like a dope. That was dope. That was
fire.
So dope.
I done already laced up my Tims. I'm ready.
Right on.
Damn, y'all going to fuck Tims. Oh my
God. I love
y'all.
I love y'all. Thank you.
Yo.
All right. Essential, you ready?
Yeah.
The mic is yours.
Previously seen, the temporary thing that was once you and me. I didn't know what to call us when we were one, and I still can't describe what it was now that we're done, but mixed feelings linger about you, me, and the in-between of what I seem to be very promising things. Reduced to yet another bittersweet memory of what used to be. The wonderful conversations and profound letters that used to be. The hey, baby, you'd hear from me and the genuine smile that used to be exclusively for me. The intensity between the sheets before we drifted to sleep and the awakening of us that used to be. The beauty of what used to be is replaced by analytical thoughts about the parts of me you say conflict with where you want to be spiritually. Followed by thoughts of the place you are now that is seemingly beyond me and apparently the cause of this empty space that used to be filled with you and me. Things, the seeds of what used to be, certainly vary between you and me because what you said was a hindrance to you was actually a blessing for me. They say hindsight is 20/20, and looking back, it's quite clear to me that the friends we were beginning to be is what I'm really missing. About the you and me that used to be. Come on.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Everybody swinging for the hills right now.
Do it, man. Go, man, go.
I absolutely love your game.
Honey Dripper is going to be on the news tomorrow. We're going to be fighting on the front.
That's on top of facts.
Do you need me to come give you a hug? I just want to lay your head on my breast right now and give you a hug.
Oh, damn! Did she say that? Wow. Nobody fucks with the gang gang.
Right, gang gang.
Walling out. All right, Nips, I believe it's you.
It's me. This piece is called 19. Piece is called 19. At the age of 19, you took my life by the roots, shook them loose and entangled yourself there. You were tall and dark and lean and gentle and amazing. I was under your spell from that first broad smile and I didn't even know it. Your strong hands molded my body like potter's clay into a woman designed only for your touch. And I didn't know it then, but you created me, gave me everything I'd ever truly desired in a man, love, security, stability, lustful desires, and all the joys of complete abandon because you knew me better than I knew myself, and you loved me completely. but time can be a cruel mistress, and she pulled us apart. You spiraled away to darkness as I continued towards the light, but something in your heart remained connected, so you reached from the abyss. I latched on and clawed my way back to you. I wanted you to know that I kept your place in my son, but the darkness had taken hold in you, and although my presence reminded you of what we could be, your pride and the demons held you back. Little lies and omissions led you to believe I couldn't see that you changed. But my gut knew, even though I fought it, because I thought I could recapture the man of your youth and once again be encapsulated in that love, lust, security I'd known you to be. I leaned into you fully, cleared my mind of all of life's foibles. Whenever I was blessed by your embrace, every kiss was a dance of abandoned passions. Thrusting tongues created loin fires, reminding you of the decadent, decent innocence of how we used to be when we were love. Love so pure that we melted white hot into one another, so deep that the chocolate of your skin stirred so completely into my cream that the gods themselves could not tell where one of us ended and the other began. And even though I could feel you there, there was something beyond the veil I could never quite reach. So once again we swirled apart, I again toward the light, and you to your solitary kingdom below the horizon. But in my mind, I never quite let go, and I still saw a place for you in the sun, in some far-off someday, as the king of my queendom, as we had been when you were 19. But the mistress time kept ticking away. I learned hard lessons of false love and unfulfilled lust, seeking to replace what I'd known you to be, and you fell prey to the darkness. So when she once again allowed us to meet, the abyss had all but engulfed you. The mind of your youth still remembered my scent on the wind, but the darkness had you so twisted that you refused to see that I was still that girl that your 19-year-old hands had molded into your perfect woman. And yes, I'd had damage from other artists who had tried to alter your vision, but ultimately, I was still your vessel in need of your repair. But the darkness had taken your vision now, and your craftsman's eye had faded, and the mass-produced and inferior held a shiny appeal. So you casted me aside for the ease of mass consumption without substance to feed your dark desires of unfulfilled lust, choosing fool's gold over platinum simply to please a basic ego. And sadly, I felt pity, because I knew that one day you'll realize that you gave me permission to let you go, and the treasure you had custom designed is no longer yours, but a broken vessel redesigned to exclude its creator, given new life through your folly, to be treasured by another potter who sees my value. Poem.
Wait a minute. The gods themselves couldn't even tell where you began and who ends.
Is that what you said?
Mm-hmm.
That's what you
said. That's dope.
Wow. I'm outside in the time machine. Let's go. We're going to get this money. I'm outside in the
time machine. Right,
I'm outside in the time machine. Let's go.
You're outside.
I'm in the time machine. We're going back in time. We're going to get this money.
I got the Vaseline. Let's roll.
That was so beautiful. He was so narcissistic, but it was just a beautiful way of saying it. But I had to go get a time machine for his ass, so we gonna.
I heard that.
We gonna H.G. Wells the situation. Go back. Go back to be like, yo, how'd you get those marks on your face?
Racist
Somebody
ass.
Just jumped out and attacked me.
That's crazy.
Somebody appeared and attacked me.
No, we called Jimmy Clifford's ass. He was here, but he disappeared.
Ooh, not disappear that ass. Ooh, okay.
Wild it out. So, Lawrence, are you ready?
Yeah, yeah.
All right, we are mute our mics, and the mic is yours.
There was a time when it was unthinkable for me to surrender myself into the emotional seclusion of being alone with myself, by myself. Though not homeless and feeling some shame, I guess it was reasonable with the past mistakes that some would deem my decision unacceptable with their dubiety of what really happened. It was the liability of the innocent at stake with this decision I had to make. She would always say guilty. I was in a time warp, standing on the outside looking in on a world that was moving around me. Though I could see and hear, it seemed I was caught in a vacuum that had me spinning in a reverse parallel, which made everything look as though moving away from me. In the midst of this whirling about, the repairs on my heart displaced as the work kept clashing with the shattering of it. Then it happened. Someone looked at me as I spun by, decided to reach out, made me realize I was turning the wrong way. My rotation reset, axis realigned, compass recalibrated, shelter over the scattered pieces of my heart. Now I have started my own orbit. So long.
Wow.
Okay, bro.
Keep dropping your voice.
Man. Let's go. This is going ham over here, man. But we're not done yet. I have my sister. My sister's on here, so we're going to bring my sister in because she's been sitting in the back chilling, waiting for all this to happen. Thieves, what's good? Thieves?
Hey, can you hear me?
I can hear you
now. Can you hear me?
Okay.
Jesus. How's everybody?
I was waiting for you to come up.
Oh, my God. I'm up. I've been enjoying listening, sitting back. I got a little piece I'm going to do, and then I'm going to get out your way. It's called When Will You Know?
All right. Well, I mean, my mic, and the mic is yours.
She has told you 1,000 times. She has shown you 1,000 ways. Her fingertips have whispered across the knowing of your skin, the secret of her gentle ferocity. She rocks you to your core with the stillness of her core. When the tempest of your indecision ricochets off the million little monuments you've erected within the ever-yielding walls of your flexible commitment. Her lips and tongue have sung your praises, read your fortune, licked your sweetness, sucked your rhythm, hidden the truth of your stature in the dark wet of her cheek. Only she knows every ingredient of your precious recipe and keeps it secret, keeps it safe. Not because any other woman, equipped with 2 arms, 2 legs, 2 eyes, 2 ears, 2 hands, 2 feet, couldn't do it, but because she knows the value of a choice. She is ambidextrous, having chosen her peace and you. Her mind over what matters, she chooses to see what's good in herself and you. Her heart safely perched upon her sleeve, she saves her love for herself and you. Truly loving never depletes her. She risks nothing so long as she values herself and you. With every demonstration, she grows more adept. She stores ammunition, her love power stocked and locked to blow the shit out of every obstacle you erect along the path to clarity. She knows sometimes you wish she would just get fed up and get the fuck on, let you retreat back into the numbness that once protected your ego from vulnerability, but never quite covered your heart. The loneliness always found your breach and pierced through where it hurts the most, propelling you to look for her. And she knows sometimes you think she is invading your personal space only because you refuse to accept that the two of you are simply each other's shadow and she can only go where you go. And she knows sometimes you spend countless hours figuring and calculating the equation of you minus her or you plus some acceptable percentage of her, but you are always divided by the fractioning of her. But when will you know? She makes love to your biorhythm, rides you up and down the pendulum of your ability to respect her presence. She is your comforter, so you seek solace in places not made for you. She is me. I am your strength, so you dismiss me, even as you stand on my back. For I prostrate myself beneath your foot to raise you up, and I know that in the end, we each will reap our rewards. From the seeds we have sown, we will receive our just due. From the work we have done, we will be embraced by the destiny we have found with our path either deeper into love or darkness. I'm just, well, she's just wondering, when will you know? Peace.
Yes, girl, love yourself. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that was beautiful.
You're swinging for the hills.
Yes, yes.
All right,
appreciate
sis.
Y'all. Thanks for the space.
I see you.
Good
I
job. Good job.
Man, listen. And shout out to Sir Lawrence for that piece, too. I'm sorry, I forgot to get the file to Sir Lawrence, making sure that was happening.
Yeah.
All right. Well, and now it's time to say goodbye to all my poetry friends. No, I'm going to do a piece.
No,
I'm,
you didn't.
I'm going to get that
really?
Done. Yeah.
Are we the club?
Yeah, no, I'm really going to do it. No, I'm really going to do the piece. I was just trying to figure out. I didn't want to use what instrumental I'm used to using, but it looks like I'm just going to use it anyway. I was trying to find one, but I got stuck because I was listening to the poem, so I forgot to go look for the other one. So you were stuck with this one. Sorry. This is what's going to happen. And if you hear video games in the back, that's my son sitting outside the door playing video games with his back against the door. He's like, I want to go to bed. I said, you're just going to have to wait, bro. Anyway, you ain't got camp anyway. Funk. Anyway, let's try this out. All right, just tell me if it's too loud. Can you hear it?
Turn it down just a tiny bit.
Right there, right?
Good. That's good.
All right, that's good. When you lost it, did the memory of it grow bright, bright enough to cloud the corner of your eyes, pushing pain into precipitation? Did it taste it, harken you back to late night no mane and Eiffel Young, hot enough to burn your tongue after love-making sessions that fulfilled hunger for everything carnal but left your body spent? Did it remind you of the smell of hair and night sweat on a July night too hot to make love but you held each other anyway? Did it remind you of the distance, the space between hugs, the micron of space between lips, the heart that misses but on contact feels the intimacy return? When you lose your light, when you lose your way, when you stand in the dark and your path has gone astray, do you miss it at all? Do you remember when forever is not far and we live for today? Nothing mattered, come what may, but we lose it and we grow tired. Like when your heart is so big and you can't take no more, when you spread so wide your heart can no longer rise from the floor, when you can no longer care about your tears and tear at the essence of the skin you wear.
that your life feels shallow and you cannot bear. You cannot see, blinded by the reality that you draw you closer to me, but these sobs are a plea, asking once more, and yet I cannot endure another episode of grief. It steals my joy like a thief waiting for the dawn of the morn to bring relief, and I ask you not for my heart, but for the joy that was so brief. Like love and happiness has now turned to beef. And the only reason my sole belief is that we'll come one day to agree, and that our fear will flee, and happiness will exchange in our gaze, and we'll just be happy. No worry. No more. No more is no more settling of emotional scores. No reopening of past spiritual wounds that are festering like sores. I ask only of love and to hear that tune, much like a mother's heartbeat, like a baby laying in the womb. I ask you to consider what it would be if you opened your soul to me, that you may reside and stay with me. I just want to be. I just want to see that if it could be with you and me. And she said, you're never enough. Your heart is too fragile, your skin too thin, your mind not agile, you cannot win. These seas you sail are too rough, there's no lighthouse for you to guide you home. This love is too tough, and he said, I became more when I went to war, fighting for your love every day, loving you despite your scars and flaws. It took me to become gentle so that my touch healed and didn't hurt. So the carpentry of love language was the build of my work. And I thought slow, and it was best to begin to find that diamond in the rough so it shines from within. And when she tells you, and when she tells you that you mean nothing, a black hole will appear where your soul once stood. It'll suck your soul like a trophy. Love like night cannot escape. You'll wonder how the words eviscerate your ego. And did she rehearse this? How would it sound like when she saw your heart breaking in your face? How gravity pulled your shoulders and self-esteem, and you became a hunchback. Back when you had a hunch, you were a free lunch for her. She ate you, your love like sand that slips through fingers, and the same sand that matched the packet of time as the ship that has sailed off to port. This ship is not coming back in. Furrowed brow, there's nothing left in this now. The lack and the loss and the fog of what used to be will be nevermore. Out of mind, the recollection, subsection, into tear-stained memory. Poem.
Yeesh, my happy.
Oh my God.
Mm. All right, that's three stops we got to make in that time machine. Okay.
Yeah.
I just need somebody to braid my hair real good into a French braid so
I got you.
Fuckers can't get a hold of it. Okay. And I'm all in. Okay. I'm about to flip my fingernail right now. Okay, I'm trying to tell you.
Yeah, Quinn, yeah.
I'm trying to tell you. This is some bullshit.
Say, dripper, y'all drip wet, y'all drip love, y'all drip this, all this pain
anger.
Out. And I am so proud to be part of this collective. Y'all make me proud to be
absolutely.
Just part of y'all, and I can't wait till we meet in public.
Absolutely.
Whoa, hey, Atlanta.
Yeah.
Atlanta. ATL.
Oh, I'm
going to
be there with bells on this time. I ain't missing this one. Damn it.
Yeah, I'll be there, too.
Me, too.
I'll be in Atlanta.
I'll be there.
West Coast needs y'all to come close.
That's what's up.
It'll be good. Hey, you know. It'll be kid-friendly, but no kids.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's an inside joke. Anyway.
I love what you're doing because we don't get to hear it enough, and that shit is always dope. You are a fire poet.
Yes.
And I just want you to know, all y'all are fire as fuck, but we don't hear Hobby enough, and I just want him to know fire.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Yes, and I'm taking. See, you just kicked me in the ass so many times. I was like, yeah. If I don't get on here, I know you'd be like, yeah, Javi, you didn't read no poems this time. What happened? I'm like,
hold up. Those aren't kicks. Stop lying to the people. Tell them how I really do you. Okay. I
ain't
telling nobody I
kick. Well, she's fucking me out. Like, she's like, tell them how I really do you. Tell them what I really do.
I'm telling you, only people I kick is people that broke your heart and hurt y'all feelings. Other than that, I'm a lover. Don't be lying to these people.
I'm just saying. I just track shoes.
He says, "I'm just saying, run."
Run, run!
I love it.
You got you got a love shotgun, girl. I'm like Ricky from Boston in the Hood. Like, run, Ricky, run. But it's too late. Anyway,
hey,
that's what
you got
point.
Me, you got me.
You know? All right, so I'd like to thank everybody who came out this evening and rocked out with us here on Epiphany Radio Universe. Before we do that, Ben Meadows, can you tell us what's happening in Epiphany Radio Universe for the rest of the week, please, sir?
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, join us tomorrow night for the Love Zone with Ms. VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is a get down with J. Rob, the Wise Son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night show is Express Your Vibe with Ms. VIP. Saturday night show, Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. Sunday night will be the Inspiration Factory with Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and yours truly, Poetic. Monday night, y'all, listen, you don't want to miss Monday night because it's going to be Raw with Rain, y'all. Debut show with Rain and the CEO for real, the poet Douglas. And she says she got some surprises for y'all.
Mm-hmm.
We're right back here next Tuesday with War Council, Fly Speak. No, it's not Honey Drippers because we're here now. Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, and all that. You know what? One of my hobby shows. We don't know which one. Just hobby.
We
back
don't know
to you, bro.
It is. Yes. Well, thank you, man. I don't know what it is either. I have no idea what I'm doing next Tuesday. Anyway, I just know Thursday I'm marrying some people off. Sunday we're when the honey drips, we're doing that on Clubhouse. Full drippage required. We are back to doing the brilliantly filthy stuff we're known for, because you know we've been on some love, heartbreak. We've been doing everything else, but just letting everybody know, you know, the pen is wicked. We all got pens, and we're not afraid to use them. We'll fuck you up. and now we're going.
We make puddles of tears so we can drip in. That's all.
Yeah. We had, you know,
talk
we had
about
to do
it.
Some
talk
aftercare.
About it.
We had to do some pre-care, hug some people, you know, do some care bear, hug some people, you know, talk to them, hand out some lollipops, and then, you know, get back to being filthy and nasty. That's going to happen Sunday. It's going to be great, 4 p.m. Anybody else who imitates us wrong, please understand that's a facsimile. That's not the real thing. Please come receive your full drippers from the drip. Not sitting here trying to make fun of anybody else, but the drip is the drip. Period. Full stop. And with that being said, we'd like to thank everybody that came out this evening, that rocked out with us, that did some incredibly dope poetry and rock with us. Thank you for everybody who came. Thank you to La Perla Negra, Angel Kim, Essential the Poet, Poetic Beat City Poetress, Sir Lawrence, Rain, Lisa Lips, Rita in Heels, my sister Seaway. Thank you all the people who came and listened. Thank you to the Boss Man in the background. Thank you to Essential Darnice, everybody else who came and rocked out with us. Thank y'all for coming. Be safe. Wash your hands. Wear a mask. And we'll see you soon. All right? God bless y'all. Good night.
One love, one mic.
Good night.
One love, one mic.
Good night, y'all.